Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not going to say the third one. You're listening live to the Pastor J. Ralph Show, and yes, you're stuck with me for a couple hours, and I just happen to be Pastor J. Ralph. And today is Wednesday, someday in August. I don't know. I've lost track of the days because the weather's been up and down and here and there, and I can't keep up. But to be honest, it is August the 6th, and summer is whizzing by. If you joined us last week, we had our gospel banner and we soaked it up and we reggaed it up and we just had a blast and we learned from Josette Leader about the pan, the steel pan. And if you got down to Caravana or at least to see some of the competitions, you were truly blessed. And I'm sure you had lots of fun. On Friday, I was in attendance on location. We'll have some updates for you in the next week or so. I was at an annual Caravana brunch at a church at the, Malvern Methodist Church. I keep messing it up. Too many M's in there. And the wonderful people. So I want to give a shout out to Sister Jackie, Sister Brenda, Sister Annie, and Ariana, everybody. We have some awesome interviews. We had some great pictures we'll be posting soon. And just awesome, awesome time. And we'll be airing that. Now, to keep things moving, if you don't know and you haven't been paying attention, I saw a wonderful man, a very well-known man by the name of Promise, and he was at a album, dual digital release album launch party for CDH Live and Jermaine Cowan. Those are my boys, so I'm going to give a shout-out to them. And I ran into him there, and I tell you, just been amazing, amazing, amazing hooking up with him. Wonderful, wonderful man of God, very talented young man, and I'm truly blessed to be able to say that he's going to be on the show tonight. Woohoo! Give God some glory. Amen. And I'm in talks with Steve Harvey's people because he's coming to Toronto for a day, amazing, awesome workshop. No, he's not coming to do comedy, and he's going to be doing a major conference workshop. So, but we want to be able to interview him, and we're trying to work things out with his people because he's only in town for a day in September, I believe. And definitely want to try and bring him on and let everyone hear from him. We've got a bunch of other exciting things. Next week, the talk discussion continues. Yes, 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 yes. We have Minister Greg in the house next week, and we will take the calls, and we are going to continue our discussion that we started with our Right on Point Hot Topic about this minister who basically has been charged with child molestation and the children banned from the church because they want to keep this pastor. Now, keep in mind, this is old news because the pastor has moved on. The church, I guess, must have took a lot of flack for that. But we're not so much discussing the situation as opposed to the concept itself. Then we've got a couple other Right on Point Hot Topics. Should politics and church be intertwined? As you know, I was venting on Facebook a couple weeks ago because we're having a municipal election here in Toronto. I don't know why it's taken so long. They need to shorten that. But we're having a municipal election here in the city of Toronto. And I noticed that they had it at a church, a very well-known church, and hosts a lot of amazing programs. And actually, if you remember, we did the Glass Awards coverage last year at this particular church. And I've been there for so many other things. And then they were having this political debate. And it wasn't in an auditorium. It wasn't in the basement. It was in the sanctuary, and that really, 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 really upset me because there was arguing and name trashing going on inside, and there were people picketing and fighting outside. And they just had another event at another church, and they were also having a debate there, another church in Toronto. And this time they did have them in a meeting hall. They didn't have them in the sanctuary, but the same stuff was going on outside, and you know, I don't know. We're going to discuss this. We're going to give you a chance to touch base on that, too, about should they be connected together. Amen. But in the meantime, let's get some music on. Let's get this place. Let's get this party started, as they would say. Now, speaking of CDH, this is Bigger Than by CDH Live here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications on the Pastor J. Rouse Show.
recognize the blessing that you've been provided with. Scriptures in the text like the word was made flesh. Hit you with the best of this life and take you higher than you ever been. Who takes away your sin once you realize who's the way, the truth, the life? Yup, the risen kid. I mean the risen son. He's not done doing his work on this earth. You and I are the extension of his hand. So heal the land, raise the dead, start a fire, breathe life. Speak only the words that he said. Look how the truth gets everybody moving the way nobody else could do it. Cause he's bigger than hip-hop, he's bigger than music. He's bigger than the life that you think you're choosing. He's bigger than the world, bigger than the movement. Without him giving life, the whole planet is useless. You know his name. Come on everybody, say the name. Come on, we could all say his name. Come on everybody, say the name. For the future, the next generation, born in the present but was formed in the ancient of days. Come on, lift them hands and give praise. Stop thinking about the moment, just release yourself to own it. Let the spirit of God take you home again, controlling everything you do. The what, the where, the when, the who. I never knew, we never knew we could be free. So why stop living when the I is in me? Release and liberty, float high like the eagle. Wind beneath the wings, all over the world we go and take each city by storm. Born to give glory to him who sits on the throne, and let it be known, Christ is the reason for life, man. Some don't understand, that's why we holding his mic and speaking his life, to let the world know what it's like, leaving it all just to live in his light. Cause he's bigger than hip-hop, he's bigger than music. He's bigger than the life that you think you're choosing. He's bigger than the world, bigger than the movement. Without him giving life, the whole planet is useless. You know his name. Come on everybody, say the name. Come on, we could all say his name. Everybody say the name. You know it. Right now, he's bigger than that. And any problem I have, man, he's bigger than that. All my mistakes in the past, cause he's bigger than that. And any challenge up ahead, I know he's bigger than that. So if you think you got more, he's bigger than that. Your red carpet award, man, he's bigger than that. A top spot billboard, he's bigger than that. Don't even try to keep score, cause he's bigger than that. And this is simply a fact. He's bigger than your favorite pop star. Bigger than Pac, Biggie, or anyone hip-hop. Bigger than New York, the song, or the city. Try to find someone to compare, tell me who is he. Lennon tried to do it and now Lennon is gone. The world, this is a gift, but the world moves on. Only one could hold the world in his hand. Jesus Christ is the name and for his name we stand. Cause he's bigger than hip-hop, he's bigger than music. He's bigger than the life that you think you're choosing. He's bigger than the world, bigger than the movement. Without him giving life, the whole planet is useless. You know his name. Come on everybody, say the name. Come on, we could all say his name. Come on everybody, say the name. You know it. He's bigger than hip-hop, he's bigger than music. He's bigger than the life that you think you're choosing. He's bigger than the world, bigger than the movement. Without him giving life, the whole planet is useless. You know his name. Come on everybody, say the name. Come on, we could all say his name. We could make the world say his name. You know it.
Amen. I'm hoping you all had a wonderful week and you're truly blessed. I know it's been a struggle for some. I've been getting prayer requests like you wouldn't believe. And, hey, I need prayer too. Amen. Praise God. As we always remind you, don't forget to pray for your pastors and your ministers and their preachers. Amen. Praise God. I'm excited for what's ahead in the next couple weeks and in the next month. We have amazing stuff because we believe September is the time for anewing things. And so we've got lots of things taking place come September. And that's why we keep posting that behind the red curtain concept, because we have a few announcements coming up in a couple weeks. I also have a challenge that I took part in, and I started already, and I'm expanding it. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, but right now we need to go to prayer, but I want to put this out there. I'm going to put a song out there because this is exactly what we need to do because, oh my word, the world is a chaotic mess right now, and so we need to be prayerful. But let's hear what Michael Jackson had to say about all of this, and did we ever really listen?
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place that's brighter than tomorrow. try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place.
I tell you, it brings me to tears, and I'm not exaggerating when I say it brings me to tears when I see the condition of this world that we're living in right now, and we need to do better. We need to be better, and we need to treat each other much better. Amen. Praise God. I just, you know, I just think about all that's happened in the last maybe 2 weeks. We've had planes shot down from the sky. We've had planes crash. We've had planes disappear. We've had shootings all over the place. We had people stabbed. We had some kind of dance party, for electronic dance party here in Toronto, and two people died. Two people died just because they were popping pills. And it's not even a matter that they were popping pills, but somebody put wrong pills or bad pills out there and literally killed people. You know, I just, yeah. I can talk and talk and talk until I turn blue in the face. You know, we just have to do better. Somehow we have to, people, we just have to do better by one another and for each other, and we got to take care of the world and everything in it and everything on it. That is what the Lord had commanded in the very beginning. You know, we messed up, and now we have to take care of everything. But he put us, he said we would have dominion over the earth and everything on it. Amen. And we're doing a really bad job. But let's pray, because we know that prayer changes things and prayer moves things, and we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit and the mightiness of the wonderful God that we serve. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the glorious name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you. Lord, words can't begin to describe how grateful we truly are, despite how we may not tell you every day or every moment, and how we may not act, and Father God, and we act like spoiled children, as though it's our entitlement that you do the things that you do for us, but we should not take it for granted. And for that reason alone, we are truly thankful that you are the merciful and graceful God that you are, Father God, that you continue to watch over us, you continue to provide for us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we turn to you. Father, the world is a mess, and Father, we know that it hurts you if it hurts us, and we can't begin to know how you feel. But Father, we continue to ask for grace and mercy. Father, we ask for the hand of righteousness, and Father God, we ask that you would never turn away and you'd love us forever, because you promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us. Father God, we speak to those in the midst of war, Father God, for the innocent people who are being shot and bombed and gunned down, Father God, because leaders have decided they cannot get along. Father God, we speak to those in the world who are doing wrong and hurting other people by thought, word, or deed. In the name of Jesus, we bind it up and we call it sin and we cast it into the sea of forgetfulness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak into the lives of those who think that they have no hope, and know that hope is where everything rests and rules with you, Father God, and you are the hope. But Father, we speak to those who are hearing now and feeling as though they are hopeless, and we tell them that the Lord God Almighty created you, and you are chosen and set apart for a purpose, and that you are precious in his sight. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we look to you now for those who are living in the countries with this virus and disease and sickness and pestilence. In the name of Jesus, we come against you now with all power and authority in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the wisdom of those who are trying to help and find cures. But Father God, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. We speak against cancer in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we speak against all illnesses that come and take our loved ones before their time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we look to you now for joy. We look for you for peace. We look for you for deliverance. We look to you for restoration. And Father God, we ask that you would continue to bless us, Father God. Father, for those who have much, we ask that you give them a heart to give, a desire to love and to share what they have for those who do not have. We are our brother's keeper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we leave it in your hands now. Father, we ask that you bless our guests this evening. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would touch him. Move mountains, Father God, through his words and his music and his thought and his evangelistic ways. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak it right now that you would clear a path that would allow him to continue to go forth and you be glorified therein. Father, bless his family in the name of Jesus. Bless his friends and his neighbors. And Father God, when they see and they hear from him, they will know that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. They won't even try. And they will know that he is anointed by you. Father, we thank you for him. Continue to bless him now. We ask that you would take over this show right now and have your way now. And Father, bless me indeed. I thank you, I praise you, and I ask that you bless the listeners now as we all agree and ask it in the most precious name that we know, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now this is my song. As I would say back in the day in the club, this is my jam. You're listening to Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications, and the Pastor J. Rouse Show. And this is a song that I was telling you guys about a few weeks ago by Promise. And it was written for a special reason, and I'm not sure what happened to it, so we're going to make sure it takes off again. And this is Make a Change.
I really believe once we begin to take ownership of our city, things will change. Stop looking at it as the government's problem, as the police problem. They got to deal with it. This is your city. This is my city. Let's handle our biz. Feel me? Like, everybody's on the go, but they stopped in my city. It's a cold world, but some hot spots in my city. I find it hard to rep a block in my city. Screwface, T-Dot is my city. Nowadays, you don't want to be a cop in my city, or a citizen witnessing caught in the city. Movies ain't the only thing getting shot in my city. Thank God I'm not in the city. Really, caravans why thousands flock to my city. Lately, more people getting known from my city, cause we found a new home in our city. Wrote a note to my city to let them know that there's hope for my city. They nickname my city Screwface, cause dudes hate. But I can't leave my city, it's too great. Stop the violence, we're conveying in our music. Stop the violence, stop saying it, do it.
All I want is change. I wonder why we're living this way.
All together we usher through it.
All I want is change. Gotta be a better way.
All together we usher through it.
Why does it seem that people today are so mean? It wasn't that long ago that people used to say hello. Now it seems that love has gone away, and now it's clear to see we think it's all about me.
Can live in a world full of love. You can call me a black hippie if you want to, but I think that T-Dot can be in one love, one peace, in unity. Dream with me.
All I want is change. I wonder why we're living this way.
All together we are showing.
All I
Amen. I love that song. All right, and that was promised. And I said he would be on the show coming in the next couple of weeks, and I did say a promise is a promise. Amen. And we're going to be having a wonderful time with him this evening. Praise God. And he's given me some really awesome, awesome music. So we're going to be taking a listen to some of that tonight. And we'll have to link you up to his page. He's doing a lot of stuff. What I really enjoy is I think he's got a new mandate. Well, I don't know if it's new, but I just know he's got a mandate. Amen. And he's one of those brothers who says, well, if while I'm climbing up the ladder, I'm going to take a few with me, amen, or at least give you something to help you push your way through. And that's exactly what we believe here on the Pastor J. Rose Show, because I always believe in helping our fellow brother and sister. However, I'm putting it out there because I don't know if you all realize that sometimes when people are trying to do something right, we tend to just kind of hook onto them and we drag them down instead of climbing up. So we need to watch what we do to our brothers and sisters. Amen. Don't knock people when they're trying to help you. When they reach out their hand, don't pull them down. Let them help you up. Amen. Praise God. Anyways, we want to keep things moving because I want to get to the meat of the show, which is our friend Promise. Now, here's the thing you need to know. All right. I know that everyone has been celebrating birthdays and exciting things, and of course we love to celebrate them here with you on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. And so the important thing is that we remind you how blessed you are. I started to think about this the other day because somebody was telling me that she had a birthday and she was all by herself on her birthday. She was so down and depressed, and it broke my heart. And I said, you know, this is why we celebrate with everybody, because we want everyone to feel like they're special, because we are all very special. Amen. And so we want to celebrate and say happy birthday to everybody out there celebrating a birthday. I know we've got some big anniversaries that have come up in the last couple weeks as well, and that's so exciting. And we just want to congratulate everybody and certainly let you know that we're proud of everything that you do. We're proud that you try. You cannot attempt to succeed if you sit back and do nothing, amen? You have to at least put some effort into it. Even if you fail, you didn't fail at trying. Praise God. I like that one. Amen. Tell them Pastor Jay told you that. Praise God. But in the meantime, we want to wish everyone celebrating a birthday happy birthday. President Obama had a birthday. My boy is 53 years old. Now, yeah, Pastor Jay thinks that the president looks good. I'm not going to lie. He looks fine, amen, and he looked real good for 53, praise God. So we're going to play this one out for him as well, praise God.
Thank you. dream become a reality? I know we will, because our hearts tell us so.
To wish everybody a happy blessed birthday. Congratulations to all of those celebrating, especially those with anniversaries. We talked about the gentleman who was 126 years old. Amen. When you hear that, you start to realize you're not old at all. Amen. And so you need to enjoy each day. Don't let the devil steal your joy. God gave it to you. You need to guard it like you've never guarded anything before. If it's that precious that he could give it to you, then you need to make sure you treat it such. And make sure if somebody's willing to steal it, then it must be valuable. Amen? Praise God. All right, we're going to get ourselves together. A couple updates. Yes, next week, Minister Gregory Bloomfield is going to join me. As I said, our discussion and our talk on our Right on Point Hot Topics and the discussion will be continuing. Amen. And I know you like it. We're going to open up the lines again and allow everybody to call and ask some questions. The following week, we are going to continue, but we have somebody that we need you to speak with about a book that he wrote that deals with this topic and is very important, because we want to hear. It gives you his, basically his opinion and his positioning on a man in church, amen, and some of the things that he had to go through. And I think this is so awesome. We really need to open our eyes, and we need to pay attention, and we need to listen to what some of these men are going through. So we're going to be connecting up in 2 weeks with Jason McDonald, and that's going to be a rather interesting discussion. Now, yes, Pastor Jay took a challenge. I started working out again, and not because I felt I needed to. Whoever doesn't like me for me, well, then that's just too bad, because that means that they have insecurities themselves, because I'm proud of who I am and I'm proud of the way God made me. And if I decide to improve on me, it's because I choose to and not because somebody wants me to. Amen? That's what you call being you. But as some of you already know, on August 21st, I am going to be taking part with my company, and we're going to be riding the big bike. I had posted, you may not see Pastor Jay at Carabana riding the big buck or the big truck no more, but now I'm taking up riding the big bike. That's right. It's a bike. It's a huge bike, and there's a driver, and they steer it, and there are 29 people, and we're all going to be raising some money for Heart and Stroke Foundation, which is very dear to me. A lot of people I know have issues with a heart or are candidates of possible strokes, including moi, because it's genetic, and I've got the genes, and unfortunately, my mother, she might have passed on some of her beauty, but I also collected some of the bad stuff. So, a very dear friend of mine had a heart attack a few years ago, and I just, you know, yeah, it makes me sad when I think about it. And I've had some dear friends who've had strokes. And you know what? I had one friend had a stroke, and he wasn't even old. Very young. So, you know, there's no guarantee. And so this is something I want to take part in. Anyone knows that I'm also injured and have been through a lot in the last 10 years from a major car accident. But I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. I believe in God, and I believe in me because I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So, yes, I am getting toned up and getting myself ready for this big bike ride. And during this process, I don't know if you remember Alcia's, I'm trying to remember what she calls her program, but Sister Althea has her mind, body, and soul fitness theme, and she has finally got her program online. Ladies, if you're interested, you need to go to Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page or to the Pastor J. Rouse page on Pastor J. Rouse show page on Facebook, and check out her link. I believe she's got a discount going on until the 21st, and it's going to be awesome. She basically, and this is perfect for the busy woman like me, because I need a personal trainer, I need a personal chef, but the funny thing is, even if I could manage to have all those people in my life, I wouldn't even have time to actually meet with them to do what they have to do, because I'm busy. So this was perfect, and so she's found out ways through social media and through email and all kinds of connections how to get in touch with everybody. And so I have signed up, and I've got a 30-day challenge. I start, I believe, tomorrow, but I've been exercising now for the last few days. It's not easy, but she's there. She helps motivate you. And I've done programs before, but it's better to do it when you have more people encouraging you. So this is what we're dealing with. So please check it out. She's coming back on the show, yes, August the 27th, and we're going to open up the phone lines because she knows everything about mind spirituality. She knows about the health and fitness physically and nutritionally. So she's going to open up the lines, and we're going to deal with some of this stuff. Amen? Praise God. But in the meantime, we have something phenomenal to discuss tonight. We've got the most amazing guest coming on, and I'm excited. And I'm going to try and see if I can get in touch with him now. But you need to check out one of his new songs, and this is Something Better by Promise.
Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I cash my wealth in? Cast my lot? Try to master self? Figure this is just a hand I dealt. I remember, as a young man I knelt, prayed to God and it helped. Help me be advised, help me see the fine prints like CSI. Help me realize to change the world first, you gotta start with yourself. Somebody call the department of health, help. Kids sick, yeah, I spit sick. But my views on life are simplistic. They miss it. I wish like D-Lo, they go hard or go home with zero. I'm going large to go home a hero. And if I don't, at least you know my steelo.
Lord,
we know.
I'm waiting for a better life. I'm praying for success while I'm grinding through my next trial. I'm anticipating a better life.
People wonder why I have faith still. I have faith still, cause each day fails. Great knowing I ain't going to change fails. But the progression of recession, my faith builds. Plus it keeps me humble, helps me stay real. Cause I don't rely on my own thoughts. To you it's sci-fi and this boy's lost. Cause I'm just trying to get by, and I don't try to live life by a coin toss. It ain't the way that it is, it's the way that we live. What I'ma say to my kids is, unless you give heaven respect, you ain't ready to be a black president. Give it up to somebody who's better suited. Better music, this is the revolution.
I'm waiting for a better life. I'm praying for success while I'm grinding through my next trial. I'm
faithful for my life, but I see something. And I'm thankful for my things, but I know you. Yeah, I just wanna live my life to see things fulfilled through me. And I'm waiting to see.
Lord, I'm waiting for a better life.
From Promise, and that he sent us so we could play and share with everybody. You need to keep it in mind. And remember, I Promise, I believe it's ipromise.com. I'm going to confirm that with him when I get him on air, but it's so important. You know, I think it's important that we also remember everybody's trying to make a difference in this world, and it's not easy. And we can't knock those who are trying to do right and try to help us and try to get it right. People like me, I mean, I know what it's like. People be hating for no reason when we're the one people that, you know, we would love the world and do everything and anything for you. And so they always say, there's a saying, it says, don't fight the hand that feeds you, amen. And so when folks be trying to help and do right, you need to try and support them too, because they're usually doing it to help you. Amen. Now let me see if I can get my brother on the phone here. Amen. Brother Promise, are you there?
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Amen. Let's give him some applause, people. Come on now.
Thank you.
Amen. You didn't think you were that special, did you?
No.
Now, I know I spotted you at CDH and Jermaine Cowan's digital dual release, and I had actually interviewed him, I think, a week or two before that. Jermaine is a regular. CDH, I just adopted him, so now he's part of our family, and so we stalk people. And I ran into you there, and it was funny because in their interview, I mentioned you and said to CDH, you know, the stuff you guys are doing, it reminds me so much of Promise. Whatever happened to Promise? There was this amazing song, Make a Change. And I loved the song. I would crank it on the radio, and I was just loving it. And I'm not sure what happened. So what's going on with this song, Make a Change?
Yeah, the song, they kind of asked me to put a hold on it while they get together sponsors and stuff for a video to go big again, because they believe that the song should really make a change and make an impact and not just be another song that's played on the radio. So they have a whole campaign that they're behind it with the Toronto Police and G98. And I can't remember who else is involved, but they really want to do it big. So they said, you know what, let's pull it back for a second. It's good that people love it. We're glad that people are enjoying it. Let's pull it back and launch big again come fall. So, yeah, they actually just hit me up about it, and I'm excited to see what happens, because the people need to know that this is for them. Like you said a while ago, that we do this for them. You know, this is for the community.
Yeah.
This is for the people. So.
Definitely. Well, you know I'm on board. Whatever they come up with, whatever I can do, I will do, because I think the song is catchy, but the words are powerful. And I'm sorry, anybody who knows anything about hip-hop and rap is not always about the music. It's usually the lyrics.
Yeah.
And so I think people need to pay attention, and it brought awareness. When it came out, it did bring awareness because it did catch other people's attention. And so, you know, we've had some stuff happen in this city that, you know, we're starting to look like certain cities in the U.S., and it, something's very wrong here. I'm not sure anymore. I mean, I used to be afraid to go to certain parts of New York and upstate New York and Chicago, but I don't know. You can't even go to a Blocko and a picnic these days, so... I don't know what's happening.
It's ridiculous.
So now I just played a song called Something Better, and I really like that. But you've got another song on there called Everyone Knows, and I kind of like that. Can you share a little bit more about some of these songs that you've got putting out now?
Yeah. Well, Something Better is basically, how do I say, it's my cry for those who feel hopeless, to let them know that there is hope. You know, not someday it'll change.
I just said that at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. not that someday it'll change, someday things will, you know, not that it's almost coming, that there's something better right now, right here, and you can have it, you know?
Right. Okay, and that's the thing. I think it's a lot of mind over matter kind of concept, because as I was saying, even about me signing up with this fitness program now to make myself more accountable, but I said, I know if I decide I want to get fitter and healthier and work out or do whatever I do, it's because I want to do it and not because I'm doing it for somebody else or somebody else has made me feel bad. It's a matter of knowing that I'm okay the way God made me, and that it's an option that I have, and feeling comfortable in who you are and in your body. And I think when we start to, what is that saying? Once you know whose you are, then you'll feel better about who you are. Amen?
Who you are.
Yeah.
I actually have a song on the new album, featuring Montel Jordan, No Malice, and Jin, called Who You Are. So it's funny that you picked that out. It's a beautiful message.
Yeah, look at that. Everything I've said already this evening has totally connected with you. So, see, God had a purpose for you to be on the show tonight. It's just confirmation.
Oh, yeah,
amen.
For sure.
There's always a purpose, whether we see it or not. There's always a purpose. So now, I mean... We hear about Lecrae. Everybody knows about Lecrae, which is almost ironic because we know where he came from and where he started from, and it wasn't godly rap. I think to kind of keyhole everybody into gospel, hip-hop, and rap, I think I don't believe in keyholing people. And I think because we've got a lot of crossover music now. I mean, you know, when you think about it, you get people like the song Hallelujah sort of made it on the radio. You get Kirk Franklin, who was, back in his day, he was the rebel. And, you know, now people, I mean, I talk to people and they go, oh, you're going to interview Kirk Franklin? And I'm thinking, people don't know anybody else, but they know Kirk Franklin. And so I think Lecrae, he's still a rapper and he's accepted for who he is and for what he used to do, and he's not pegged as Christian or gospel rap. And I think, I don't know, because I know you rap. Yours is more inspirational as well as religious to some degree. And I mean, I hate using the word religious because you know what? Neither one of us is religious. Brother, we are far from religious. So how do you feel about all that, or do you feel that you're being put in a box now, or you're still widely out there in general hip-hop?
No, I agree with everything you're saying, man. You're very on point. I was, in the beginning when I first started, I was put in a box, but that's because I was fresh to the faith. I'd just gotten saved, and certain religious people led me to believe that, you know, at the time I didn't know who I was in him, right? So to believe that I had to walk, talk a certain way to be a Christian, you know, and I didn't know any better. And there's nothing against it, you know, it's not that it was against the word of God or anything like that, you know, the will of God. So I was boxed as that type of artist. And as I grew in God and matured and realized that he made me who I was for a purpose, then I could just be free to be myself and still glorify God and not be boxed as a certain type of artist that I'm not. Because I was, and I still do, I make music that is apparently not Christian enough or not church enough for some people to play or to endorse, but I'm too clean for the world because I don't curse.
Right.
I don't slander women because I don't do things that we shouldn't do in the first place, you know. But, I mean, I'm coming
That's
to a place where more and more people are just recognizing the skill, the talent, the message, and the good music and enjoying the whole package.
Well, and you know, it's funny because, well, I mean, you take somebody like Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm old school. My age is showing now. But, I mean, Will Smith was not a hardcore rapper.
No, not at all.
And people liked him and they enjoyed him. I mean, when you think about where rap began, I mean, come on, I'm going, well, my age is really showing now, but we're going to go back to places like the Sugar Hill Gang and all of these guys.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There was no cussing and swearing and, you know, we
exactly.
knew all the words to the songs when we were little, and our parents didn't mind us listening to it.
Yeah.
And I think it depends on back then where you came from, what you were brought up with, and how you were raised. Because, you know, before it was just a hip-hop, you know what I mean? You just do bang, bang, boogie and all that stuff, and it was just kind of cute stuff. And you talked about your day, you know, you sit back and watch the Knicks play basketball, that kind of stuff. And then, but then you had people coming from like South Central LA where there was nothing but gangs and shooting. And so you lived the thug life, so to speak. And then that's when it started to blend into the same scene. And they already had their underground music because we know hip-hop and rap still to some degree is still a little underground because there's stuff going on behind the scenes that people still haven't heard. And I guess once it came into the market, that's what became popular and more well-known, and it drowned out the inspirational rap. And so to be a rapper or to be out there now, you had to be hardcore. You had to swear and cuss. You had to talk about your mama. You had to, you know, you never had one girlfriend and you surely never had a wife and she was never called wife. You know, it was just, it was off the hook. It was just crazy stuff. And I think we're bringing it back because you're getting rappers out there like Common and you know, other rappers who were just, you know, mixing it in with some R&B, and the sound is changing again. What are you seeing as a vision of where we're going to be moving to next?
I mean, I don't know what's going to happen per se, but I hope that things are going to balance out at least, and that we'll get, if not more good music, at least and a fair amount, an equal amount, so that the battlegrounds are equal, are fair, you know, so that people have enough choice as opposed to one artist that's doing clean music.
Yeah.
Sorry?
I mean, because look at T.I. and those guys. They used to be harder than they are. And I think
they're
people
also
are
getting
moving
older.
Away from that.
Yeah.
Don't say that because I'm getting younger. But, I mean, yeah, they're getting older. But, I mean, when you think about it now, the people who are coming in, even the young people, it's not so hardcore anymore because I think they're starting to realize you don't look cute and cool shooting cops and, you know, trying to kill folk and blowing up the club, and you know, it's not cute mm-hmm. anymore. And you know, and I think, well, women, we're getting a little tired of being called certain names. We're just getting fed up.
Yeah.
I mean, because of our way of thinking in general is neutralizing, I think it's put a change in the direction of where the rap is coming out now, because it's not so much, because now you get battles, but the battles are like, I'm going to hit on you and play on you.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I'm not out to kill you. And I think it's important that when
right.
we see what's coming out now, it's fresher and safer, because it's not cool to be just known as gang banging and just, you know, carrying on crazy. And I think if we continue to support decent rap, then that, because we are the ones who are buying it, we are the ones who are playing it, and we control a lot more than we realize.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's what I've been teaching people as of lately, is that numbers count. It's a simple, simple thing. If we can support someone, and that's mainly the reason of Lecrae's success in the mainstream world. It's not because he changed what he was saying, because he's still very much full of Christian content. His faith is professed all through his records, you know. It's that the
yeah.
people got behind him
yeah.
and started supporting him in what he was doing. The numbers show to the world that this means something to someone. So let's listen
right.
to it. Let's play it on our radio station, too, because people want to hear this.
Exactly. And I think, like, I'm thinking of people like Belinda Brady and Amoy, even here in Toronto, that they're sending inspirational messages out in their R&B or in their soulful ways or whatever songs they sing, even the reggae. We take people like Jermaine Cowan, who's sending out things about love, and he's teaching us to remember there are other ways that we used to be able to tell folks we love them, you know, and it wasn't so hard.
Yeah, we forget that God is love.
Amen, amen. And I think that's the problem. It's not even so much that God is love, because, I mean, he is the best lover anyone can ever have. But I think we forget that we have to love each other.
Yep.
Because I'm straight up. I always put it out there. I've been a rebel in the church for a long time, and I don't care, because God gave me a purpose. But we, even as Christian folk, we have a thing where, yeah, we're so in love with Jesus, and we're so in love with the Lord God Almighty, but we don't like nobody else. And it doesn't work
yeah.
that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, part of what I do on the show is to let the rest of the world know that, you know what, real Christians, we laugh, we cut up, we have fun, we get on silly, we're real stupid, we act a fool, but we have fun because we actually know what Jesus' joy is.
Yep.
And when times are hard, we don't buckle down and fall apart. We try to keep up because we know that we have someone we can trust in to try and pull us through. And we also know that we've been through some stuff and we're going to get through. And so this is what I do. I do on my show everything that is not church or conference, because everybody gets a chance to go to church, and anybody can go to church. Everybody goes to a conference, and they don't understand the business of the church, and that's the problem, because we've taken the business of the church and we've made it so harsh that church is now a corporation, and there's no relationship with God. He's not the CEO of the church anymore. He's just somebody that people pray will show up every Sunday. And it's important, and yeah, and I think this is one of the reasons I do the platform that I do with music, because I realize there's so many different genres of gospel and Christian music out there, and people think that we're just always interesting and onward Christian soldiers, and they don't realize there's so much more out there. It's like, open up your horizons, because there's music you can like and you can still play and enjoy, and it's church, but it's not the usual mm-hmm. church as always. And I think I've always enjoyed hip-hop, gospel, and rap because I realized this is where I can preach. I can preach, I can preach, I can preach. But if I turn purple in my face and I can only get one person to the altar, then more power to me. But if I can put on a hip-hop, gospel, rap song, and there's a whole army of young people out there who are going to hear it and go, yo, man, this is a bad tune. Hello.
Yep.
It's going to accomplish a lot more stuff than I could ever get to, because they don't want to hear this old lady sitting up here preaching and going, you're condemned to hell, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And that's why I tell people I have a Jesus ministry, because, yeah, I know there's a heaven and there's a hell, and I don't preach that, you know, you ain't going. But we also have to remember we have to be there to encourage people. We have to uplift people. If I don't like who I claim to serve, then why would I expect them to want to have a part of him as well?
Yep. We got to be light in their world.
Yeah, exactly. And I just said that last week, that, you know, you have to be light in the dark. And you know what? I had a sister that I prayed with. We're going to do her interview on the show next week. But I told her, you know, you can't be afraid to shine. You can't help who you are. And so you have to learn that if you're in the dark and you don't shine, then you're part of the dark and you'll always be in darkness. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. All right, we're going to take a little break. I want everyone to hear. We're going to play Everyone Knows. And then we're going to talk to Promise a little bit more about some of the songs that he's putting out there right now. And there's another song I can't wait to get to. It's so cute. It's called Daddy's Girl. And we're going to get some more information while we're live on air with Promise. You're listening to the Pastor J. Rouse Show here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. We're going to be right back.
What can we do? Where can we go? What else to say when everyone knows? What can we do? Where can we go? What else to say when everyone knows?
All it takes is love.
What if I was that guy in that third world country, starving and my family was hungry? Would you care knowing that the gold on your front teeth grill could grill us a meal that's complete? What if I said each tooth was equal to at least two people starving to eat food? Would you, could you live comfortable and peaceful, knowing what you knew is deceitful? You don't like me, I don't care. I just know that someone here could make a difference for someone there. Would someone show them that someone cares? Yeah, I'm just trying to make a difference here today. So if I get my listeners to pray for someone somewhere out there, give them a bit of faith and think about decisions that we make today. But the Greens got the American dream in the eye. She meets Uncle Sam, reach for his hand with a plan, how to make a couple G's for the fam. $1,000 a week in the hand, but first she's gotta sleep with a man. In her sleep she dreams about leaving. She can't, life sails to where people can stand. You don't like it, but do you care? I just know that someone here can make a difference for someone there. Would someone show them that someone cares? Yeah, just trying to make a difference here today. So if I get my listeners to pray for someone somewhere out there, give them a bit of faith and think about decisions that we make today. For
every time we use this line, our two cents could change the lives of two kids. Redefine the blueprints in the mind of a child who thinks that life is useless. Growing up being told that they're stupid by grown-ups and authority abusive. This is why I do this, put truth in music in hopes that the youth might use it.
Don't turn your shoulders from me, brother. Hold your head out to me, sister. You learn that in this life some things are much bigger than you. When everyone knows to love some. What can we do? Where can we go? What else to say when everyone knows?
Okay, we're back live on the Pastor J. Rouse Show, and we have the amazing Promise on the line. Hey, what up, what up, what up?
Hey.
Everyone knows. What does everyone know, brother? What does everyone know?
Everyone knows that there's something going on somewhere. Everyone knows that there's someone less fortunate, but the thing is, what are you going to do about it? And that's mm-hmm. the message of the whole song. Everyone knows. Yeah, we don't need to see the commercials, the World Vision commercials. Somebody somewhere is dying. Somebody somewhere is starving.
Yeah.
Forget it. No, I'm not even saying forget about Africa, because that's only
yeah.
that's the only people they portray. There are people dying
mm-hmm.
and starving right here in Canada, in a place
uh-huh.
where Christianity, people aren't killed for it, in a place where, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're
right.
privileged to drive and just say what we want, freedom of speech and all these sort of rights we have, but there's people dying and starving right here. So you don't have to be on a big mission team that goes to Guatemala or Brazil or, you know what I'm saying? You can start right here, start in your hometown, start in
right.
your community, and find out who's in
it's
need
true.
And help. That's showing,
you know,
that's being the light in the world. That's showing God's love.
It's funny you say that, because I can remember some years back, I'm an international minister, and I've had, like, Bible distribution centers in Pakistan, Burkina Faso, all kinds mm-hmm. of places, Ghana, all around the world I've distributed Bibles. And we've supported ministers and little small villages where we've literally trained pastors to take over small little villages so they can help lead them to Christ. And they still reach out to me a lot. And a couple years ago, I realized when our economy crashed, and I thought, whoa, people right here in our own small cities are hungry.
Yeah.
And I said, this is wrong. So I literally said, look, charity begins at home. And I can attest that there are people that I have literally right here, people that I know who I did not even realize was hungry and couldn't even feed their kids. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Look, here's some money. I'm going to come to you this week, and we're going to bring you some groceries. And, you know, it's sad. And I think I've always talked about those who have so much. I mean, when you think about how many billionaires we have in this world, they could feed the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't understand that part. You know, I mean, how do you sleep at night having so much money that you literally, truly don't know what to do with, but half of the world, if not more, is starving to death?
Yeah. It's crazy. Trust me.
Yeah.
I don't get it either.
I don't know. No, no. And, you know, and this is why we talk about, I tell people I have a Jesus ministry, because you know what? The real Christian says, when you hurt, I hurt.
Yeah.
And I do. I tell people I cry for the world, and people don't understand that. They need to talk to my mom or my step son or somebody and see that I'll see something on the news and I'll break down and cry and I start praying because I'm thinking I've got to do something. I mean, I did stuff for Hurricane Katrina all the way from Windsor to the point that I did so much that the trucking companies that were taking the things down there stopped telling me I could drop stuff at the depot, and they were coming to our church because there were room full of stuff because I did a major drive because I said, my goodness, we can't have people. This is right here on American soil looking like a third world country. What's going on? This doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, and we are our brother's keeper. I don't care what anybody says. We truly are our brother's keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you've got a heart of giving and a heart of caring. Now, I know you're involved in a lot of different programs and stuff. Is there anything that you want to talk about and share with anybody?
I got this thing. I've been in the works for some time now, and it's kind of coming to fruition now. It's called, there's two parts to it. The main part is I Promise Music, and obviously that's the music branding of it. It's kind of like a music mentorship. People think it's a label, it's a gang, it's this, it's that. It's a music mentorship program. I want to help these artists make the best music that they possibly can. And in the process, I'm just loving on them. We're going through life together, you know.
Yeah.
So you know they're getting character adjustments and lessons on integrity and stuff like that. But that's just by being brothers and sisters in Christ. It's not anything too formal. There's no 9-to-5 class program. It's just let's live life together. Let's make amazing music. You know, we feel that God has gifted us with certain talents. I want to help you where I can. That's that, and then there's stand for something, which is a lifestyle. That's more of etiquette teaching. That's more branding. That's more learning about who you are and whose you are. You know, my partner and Pastor Andrew James helps me with that side of things, and my wife as well. She's a worship leader at Toronto City Church, and she's very active in that as well.
I know, and I know she's very supportive in a lot of what you do, and she sings.
Oh, yeah.
See, I know all your voice.
You'll get some of her music very soon. We're just finishing up her project. You know, she had to take some time out to be mommy, you know?
Oh.
We got two beautiful young ones.
yes. Hence the song Daddy's Girl.
Yeah, it's funny because that song, that song came to me, and a lot of songs. I actually have a lot of songs talking about my children-to-be before I had even my first, which was my son.
Uh-huh.
So, Daddy's Girl, I didn't know it was going to be literal. I thought it was just, you know, the Lord kind of like saying, you know, I'm a spiritual father to others, and, you know, just encouraging women on a whole, because I tend to have a lot of songs like that. I feel like that's definitely one of my strengths, speaking for women, which very rarely happens for a man to do. It's usually just another woman, which is equally as great as they can relate to it. But I think there's something powerful about a man stepping up and standing for women.
Mm. Go on now. We deal with a lot of that stuff. We've had some male panel discussions here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. We've actually got a few topics that we're dealing with, and we started opening up the lines and had people calling in, and we're going to start continuing it next week. And it literally talks, this particular discussion, we've done a few of them about relationships and loving the Lord and loving women, but more importantly, this discussion was, why don't men go to church, and why is the church full of women? Maybe you might have an opinion on that. So why don't I give you a few minutes to think about it? I'm going to put on Daddy's Girl because I really want everyone to hear it. And then we're going to come right back on the Pastor J. Rouse Show, and we're going to hear what Promise thinks about some of our hot topics. This is Daddy's Girl by Promise.
need status. You say you want commitment, you mean marriage. Like telling them Tokyo when you mean Paris. And he try to get you hooked on his unique habits. But for you to be rabbits, you need carrots. And he would try to find some if he was a better man. The right one would get a white one with a yellow band. Hit a resume, right one with a letterhead. And it better say, life's fun, but would really like someone. And life's run, who's trying to get ahead? Not someone who's trying to get it in. Not someone who's trying to benefit, but someone who you can benefit from and let you have the world. Till then, you a daddy girl. Girl, I see you hurt by another man. I'll make sure you ain't hurt by another tan. Alice, it's your wonderland. Understand you a daddy girl. Daddy girl, it's your first degree. High school, college, university. But I hope you ain't gotta be hurt to see that you'll always be daddy girl. You the best I ever had, something that he never say. He'll only put you down, not help you elevate. Say you gon' get married, but he too scared to set a date. How long you gon' let him wait? I mean, you might go crazy, waiting for the right one, baby, like Pepsi. What you don't know though, they like Frodo. The gold ring, give him cold feet, like Gretzky. Standing on ice until then, you wanna see a man that you like. I want you to see a real man, Belle. This ain't Beauty and the Beast, no fairy tales. I want you to love someone who loves you very well. Want you to know the things that maybe your mama never knew. So you can save the drama, save that attitude. Matter of fact, you could lose it, cause you gon' always be a daddy girl, no matter how to shoot it. I see you hurt by another man. I'll make sure you ain't hurt by another tan. Alice, it's your wonderland. Understand you a daddy girl. Daddy girl, it's your first degree. High school, college, university. But I hope you ain't gotta be hurt to see that you'll always be daddy girl. Make sure you ain't hurt by another tan. Alice, it's your wonderland. Understand you a daddy girl. Daddy girl. It's your first degree. High school, college, university. But I hope you ain't gotta be hurt to see that you'll always be daddy girl. Since that man was never around, you never knew who he was, he could never be found. You know you can still look to heaven and smile and know you a daddy girl. Daddy girl.
Yeah, daddy's girl. We're live on the Pastor J. Rouse Show, and we have Promise on the line. And you know what? That's a promise that you made for your daddy's girl. Amen? So how old are your little rugrats?
My daughter's about 18 months now. It's just over a year. And my son just turned 3 a couple weeks ago.
Okay. All right. So I guess when you started out in the game, you weren't a daddy. You were just doing you. And then the family expanded and you became a family, first of all, and then it expanded. What is different now about Promise then and Promise now?
I value my time a lot more.
Okay.
It's really... the value has, like, jumped up. It's no more just, like, I do music for fun. Definitely, it's fun for me. That's the thing. Music is fun for me, but I don't just do it for fun.
Right. It's a business, and it's a livelihood, and you got to take it serious. Yep.
Exactly.
I hear you.
So as much as I still want to have fun with it, I have to prioritize time management.
Okay, I'm thinking of a rapper I know right now who I'm hoping he's listening. I didn't check on him, but I let him know you were going to be on the show, and he's an awesome, awesome rapper by the name of Maurice Gray, and he's at that point where he's now trying to structure, like you said, it's fun and it's great and he's full of the Holy Spirit and all of that good stuff, but now he's at that point where it's like, okay, you know what, but I got to take care of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so
planning and whatnot.
And that's the thing. And so I've been trying to give him some pointers because he's over there, I believe, in Louisiana, and you know, showing him how he and his family can work at what they do. And much like you, he has a wife that sings, and she sings with a group. And so it literally, I guess, when you think of it that way, because I always say when God calls one, he calls both. He never just – he does not appoint one person, go, okay, I'm calling you into the world to do all of this stuff, and, yeah, she's just going to sit at home and cook. No.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of she just sits at home and cook, because if she's cooking, she knows she has to cook and have everybody ready, because if she's not involved in that way, then she's involved in, okay, everybody, let's go. Daddy's got a show, you know, like, and
yeah,
she becomes like cheer person and cheerleader, because it's like, okay, let's go and cheer him on. And if she's involved, then she literally becomes part of that music. And that's what I try to let women understand, you know, and the men too, because sometimes it's the woman who's doing the stuff like that, and the guy's still like, I mean, I do a show. The man of my life is going to have to accept the fact that Pastor Jay does a lot of stuff, but it doesn't mean that I say, okay, well, you know what, listen, dude, you're taking a back seat. No, because I encourage many pastors, they lose their families, and they save lives at the same time. But God gave you a family, and that was your first ministry. And if you failed at that, then you didn't really do everything God asked you to do.
Yeah.
And I think that's important.
And that's the thing.
That
that's number one for me. Number one for me is obedience.
Uh-huh.
That rules out everything. If you're not obedient, then it doesn't matter what you did second and third and forth, or how many people you saved, or you led the nation into revival. And if you weren't obedient at first, at home, that first command, you know what I'm saying, to love,
uh-huh.
if you didn't do that, then well, nothing else matters.
Amen. Amen. And I think that's the thing that we have to – I put it out there all the time. You know, I've got an aunt who's in ministry, and I say, but, you know, God gave you a family too. And some of the world's most famous ministers from way back in the day died single without their family. They saved so many, but they had no family because, you know what, God is number one, but as I said, God gave you family for a purpose, and you can't abandon it and still think you did it right. So I think that's important. And there is a level of balance. And so whether the spouse, I'll call it the spouse because it's your significant other, be it male or female, you know, you're in this together because, you know, I don't expect that if I've got to go somewhere and do something and I'm doing it, but then I also remember that if that person has something else to do, I've got to make a decision because I cannot abandon life to take ministry to a level and still end up there all by myself. And that's where I'm actually at, learning to balance, because for the first time in my life, I'm actually alone. And I'm not used to being alone. And so it's like, yeah, I've got all this time. Let's do this. And I've, like, booked myself up solid to the point that now I have no breathing space. And so when people are trying to actually be involved in my life, I'm like, oh, you want time? You mean you want to spend time with me? When? So, but we have to prioritize and know that God had a purpose for everything he did. Amen. So now, I always say the most protective daddies out there are the ones who used to run wild. How far off am I, promise?
Well, me, you're far, but I'm sure that's probably a truth for the majority. I was never a wild horse.
Because we always say that they know exactly what men are like because they were like that. And so they protect their kids even more. So tell me some of the things that you vision for yourself and for your family. What are some of the things that you know that you are determined to do?
Well, I think, and I actually see us moving into it very soon, but just what I've been doing on a massive scale, and, you know, I came to terms with things quite some time ago. I said, you know, God, if this is it, I'm happy, and I'm good with what you're doing. So you let me know. And as soon as I kind of like became okay with where I was at and where he placed me and what I was doing, everything just catapulted and started moving at a level where it's like people started noticing and being, and asking, like, how did this happen? You know, like, how did you go from not having any videos to having a video with one of the most popular pop singers? Or how did you go from being independent to being the only independent artist on a video game as a character? How did this? How did that?
Right.
How is it, you know, you're the truth, one of, if not the biggest Christian hip-hop artist when Christian radio stations didn't want to play you before? How? Why?
Right.
And not to be cliche, but all I can say is God, you know? Like, that's
Amen.
All it is. It's faith. It's obedience. Faith and obedience, and that's it. That's all I've been doing. I haven't been on the corner preaching from a soapbox. I haven't been doing anything else that's stereotypical for a Christian to do. Most of the things
I haven't done that yet either. It's coming.
Just because it's not me, but not because I believe it's wrong per se. That's just not me. You know, I don't swear in my music,
we
not
have
because
a
the Bible says don't swear.
Exactly.
It's because it's not in my design to do, and it doesn't make sense to me.
You evangelize through music and words.
Yeah, I was never a wild horse. I was always a good guy and a nice guy just because that's what made sense to me. This is before I really even knew God personally as my Savior. I did what made sense. So I don't understand how people live in sin habitually and even with smoking, like simple things that are not like, oh, you're going to hell for that. But like smoking and stuff like that, smoking cigarettes, like I value my health because I want to live long. So it just didn't make sense for me to smoke cigarettes. It wasn't about the yin and yang, the good and evil, hell and heaven. It was about what am I trying to accomplish? If I'm not trying to accomplish anything, at least you're trying to accomplish, you want to live. So if you want to live, the better choice is to not smoke cigarettes, you know?
Because it's bad for you, and it'll kill you. I hear you.
Yeah, my doctor says, you know, my life is very simple. He says that. My life is very simple. Yeah, I don't complicate things. And that's how I live. It's kind of this Hakuna Matata lifestyle. No worries. Like, I, everything is very, very simple. It may not be easy, but it's simple.
Amen. Amen. And I think, too, I'm glad you used that word simple, because I've always said some preachers, they just complicate the gospel and they make it sound like the most difficult thing in the world. And it's really not that hard. And that's why we try to keep things real simple here on the show, because it's just straight up. You know, there's nothing too hard and complicated about it. And I think people try to add complication to their lives and complicate things, and you just got to keep things simple. And obedience, my goodness, they say it's better than sacrifice, amen? I've always said, even when God asks me to do stuff and I don't want to do it, I still do it. And he knows that I'm going to negotiate with him. I'll try and cut some corners. I'll discuss it with him, you know. I might hesitate a little while, but he knows that's who he created me to be. And if I didn't come at him and go, well, Daddy, here's what I was thinking, then I wouldn't have been me. And people go, I can't believe you debate with God. It's like, yeah, when your parents ask you to do something and you don't really want to do it, you usually discuss it with them first. You don't just do it. Well, he's my daddy. And so he and I, we chat and he wins, but I still do it just because I know I have to, and I've never suffered for it. I've always gained from it. But the problem is my ministry wasn't just for gain. It's because I know I'm called. Everybody has a specific thing that they're supposed to do, and that's why you know, it's so important where they say what's for you is for you. And then, yeah. You know, how do you deal with those people out there who are trying to get into the industry? And they may be good or they may be really, really bad, because there's a lot of ones out there that think they're so good and I want to tell them the truth. And you go, well, take it to the Lord in prayer. And well, they think everything is dollars and cents, and they don't understand. Yeah, people need to make money and people have to make money. But if something isn't happening for you, then you need to check and make sure, one, this is what God wants you to do and not what you want to do for God. There's two different things there. And I guess, two, you got to make sure that if you're not being where you need to be, is it your time? Will it happen? Is this your calling? Or is there something else you're supposed to be doing? Or maybe there's something you're not doing that you should have done.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I always tell people, no matter what their calling is, that if they send something wrong, God always sends confirmation. And I'm putting it out there now on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. If you are not sure if you're doing what you're supposed to, or you're not sure if you're doing what God asked you to do, ask him. He won't, you know what? He doesn't believe in remedial programs. He doesn't care how many times you check with him. He will always send you confirmation after confirmation. He will not go, are you kidding? You're back again? No, he's not like that.
Yeah.
He's very patient because he wants to make sure you get it right. And if that's what it takes for you to get it right, he's going to say, it's okay, my child. I understand your concern. I will show you something else and give you more confirmation. So always, I would sooner wait for full confirmation if I wasn't sure than to just go ahead and leap.
Yeah. People always think that praying is talking to God, but it's talking with God. So we need to, like, ease back on the demands and the requests and give him some time to share with us and listen. Receive wisdom, receive incitement, receive, you know what I'm saying? Receive. Like, communication goes both ways. You know, talking to the husbands and the married folk out there.
Yeah, I know, right? Especially the women who are always talking. I'm upset that the husband never says anything. And it's true. A conversation is two-way. It consists of talking and listening. And listening to the married couples out there, listening doesn't mean you're just waiting so you can respond. I saw that the other day. Some of us listen just to reply. Listening means you're really taking it in and absorbing it and thinking about it. That's why I have a tendency, and people don't understand, sometimes I don't respond to people right away, and they'll think, well, she hasn't called me back, or, you know, she hasn't emailed me. It's not because I'm ignoring. It's the fact is I pray about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And people go, everything, and I said everything. And if I'm not sure and I don't have the answer and I don't have God's reply, I am not going forward until I hear from him. And that's what people need to understand. You don't just pray about some stuff. Every single thing you do and every moment of your life consists of God. And even the simple things, I still check with God. Even if I have to, you ask me something here and I have to walk to the next room and I got to come back, guess what? I'm already talking to the Lord on the way there. You know, you just got to always be attached. And I can't seem to stress that out enough, that if you are doing for God, make sure you're doing what God wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
I can't rap. I can sing, but I cannot rap. So, you know, there's no question that God is not saying, I'm going to become the next Lecrae. I mean, it's not happening anytime soon. And if it is, well, he didn't tell me about it. Or maybe it's coming, but it ain't happening anytime soon. And I think you're doing what God wants you to do, so your obedience has paid off. Amen?
Amen.
So how do you deal with the naysayers and the haters?
I mean, they're not too many anymore, so they're kind of outnumbered. But in the past, I would just, I don't really, you know, like I said, I'm a Hakuna Matata type guy. I don't really pay too much attention to anything that needs no attention. You know, I don't fuel anger. I don't bounce back negativity. I just keep it moving. It's not worth my time. I was kind of like that going through school. I knew that certain things weren't for me, or I didn't need to be around them. So I went through, and I stayed focused and kept moving forward, because I knew that I didn't know exactly what at the time, but I knew that there was something after this for me. So I just needed to get through this. I needed to get through it. And then, you know, then I saw afterwards. So that's how I am. I don't really pay too much attention to anybody who doesn't believe, because I'm not here to please, man. So I don't really.
Come on now, brother.
You know, for lack of better words, or not to upset any Christian groups, I don't care about what they have to say. It's what does he have to say? And if he's good, and my wife is good, then I'm good.
Uh-huh. Amen. It's all good.
Yeah.
Amen. I posted something yesterday. I'm going to just read it real quick. And it was this really magnificent hallway. I mean, it looks like something in Dubai. And it says, you are destined for greatness. Just keep walking. You are almost there. And what I added to it was, thought I'd remind you, just in case you forgot yesterday, today, but certainly you won't tomorrow. If you can't keep walking, then crawl. But whatever you do, just keep moving. Amen?
Amen.
So I know your strength comes from the Lord and for the love that you have from your family. And now you got two extra people to love on you. I'm so jealous. Yeah. So there's got to be – everybody has their downtime. They've got their hard time. How does promise get through the rough times?
I mean, I don't really – I definitely know there are rough times, but I don't really see them. I don't sound naive, but I don't – anytime it looks like there is going to be a rough time, I just stay focused on him, because without him, I don't even know how this whole thing would work, because – a lot of people, they don't understand how it works. And they ask me in interviews, you know, how are you a full-time rapper? And you have a family. I mean, you do music full-time? Like, how do you do it? And from Canada, how do you – I don't know how I do it. But that's the thing. I'm not doing it. I'm just moving along. And that's why I'm so faithful and obedient, because I don't know how or what I would do without him. I don't know. What I do doesn't make sense. Like, how am I not rapping about what every other rapper is rapping about and succeeding? How am I doing this full-time and supporting a family, wife and two kids, and not swearing and not talking about this and that? Like, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. So, you know, so when those hard times come, if I see that, you know, well, you know, this house payment's coming up. And this the phone, the car, all these necessary payments are coming up, and I don't really know. I haven't did a show since 4 or 5 months, you know. So like, I don't know how he does it, but he does it.
Yeah,
and he always does it.
He takes care.
I don't even question
Amen.
It. People ask me, I just say, listen, I don't know. You gotta just trust God. That's all. That's all I know.
Amen. Praise
God. You know, there's
God.
No budget
Amen.
Plan. There's no special finance school that I went to that helps me budget much. There is nothing extraordinary about me other than my God.
Amen. Amen. And that, you know what, that's faith beyond faith. I say, why take a walk or a leap when you can jump? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you
yeah.
blind faith. That's the other thing I call it. And I try to teach people about blind faith, because people look at me and there are things that I do And you know what? I just say, you know what? Look, it's just too much for me to deal with. So you know what? Here, it's gone. And they're like, what do you mean mm-hmm. gone? I said, look, I gave it to God. I cannot stress out over this. I'm too busy. You have to sort it out and get back to me. And it's that simple. And that's what blind faith
yep.
is. It's knowing, you know, that he truly is who he says he is. And he said not to worry about tomorrow and all of these other things. And you just have to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. I'm preaching. But it's important because, you know, I think about some of the things that we buckle under, and they're so simple. And we think, well, you know what? Did you go to the Lord? That was the other thing I posted the other day. We spend so much time sharing
okay.
with our family and friends, and you know, but did you talk to Jesus? You know, and I say I can pray, and they can pray, and you can pray, but the fact of the matter is, neither one of us can actually answer your prayer, and we certainly can't give you the desires of your heart. Only God can. So maybe
yeah.
you need to talk to Him.
Yeah.
And
that's
I
the thing,
like,
and what does that look like? What does that really look like, trusting Him with all your heart and leaning
mm.
on Him? To me, that's what they call blind faith. And it's
yeah.
not easy. So, I don't tell people to do it. But when they ask me, I just got to let them know, this is what I do. But this is just,
yeah.
this is how I was wired.
And
this
it's not for
live.
Everybody,
you know,
now,
me,
because
it's not
you got to really
out of the ordinary.
Be. Yeah, you got to be so tight with Him to be able to do that. Because remember, they say ye of little faith.
You also have
when
to
Peter was
really,
walking on
really
the water,
believe.
The minute he had doubt, he started
exactly.
to sink. And you
exactly.
can't. You can't. Ooh, there's no looking down. You just got to go with it.
Mm. Yep, yep.
Praise God.
So that's what I said when it feels like hard times are coming, I don't give it attention at all. Because then stress and worry and fear and all those things start to come in. And that's what keeps people from even stepping out in the first place. They start thinking,
Amen.
Oh, well, what if this? Or how am I going to do this? It's not about you, though.
Or my favorite.
So
I did.
Why even worry
I gave
about
it. I put all the faith in it, and he still hasn't answered me. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And they will realize that's
yeah.
you doubting. That's you questioning again.
Exactly.
My. You know what? I'm going to play one more song, and then we're going to wrap it up. But I'm having a blast. I'm having a blast. This is Down, and I like this song. We're going to let Promise come back after this, and he's going to talk to us because this is the ministry for the ladies. That's all I'm saying out there now. This is Down on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. We'll be right back.
He's not down.
You like that, you text I love you, and he don't type back. Instead it's I'm sorry baby, I'll be right back. Please don't write back, you know he ain't down. He blows you off like dust on a table. Not tonight, I'm tired baby, I'ma lay low. Said he at the crib with the boys playing Halo. But it's okay though, you know he ain't down. I mean you ain't even known him longer than an interlude. You his only girl, but ain't the only girl he did it to. Just because he's in you, doesn't mean he's into you. Tell me baby girl, do you think he's really down? I know that the game nowadays kinda varies, but you know he plays too much, Tyler Perry. Plus you love him way too much, it's kinda scary, cause he ain't trying to marry you, he ain't down.
He ain't down for you, about for you, ain't giving you the things you need, you know better,
no better.
He ain't no good for you, he's not down. He don't want you the way that he should, he knows.
Why he never take you out to dinner and a movie? Cause he'd rather see you sitting nude in a jacuzzi. Girl, he killing you softly, Fuji. Got you feeling woozy. You know he ain't down. He treats you like a groupie, but you ain't easy. Like you ain't nobody, girl. You can't leave me, but you can, and you should. Believe me, don't give him no freebies. You know he ain't down. He parties hard, Mardi Gras in Miami. Saying he's committed. You know that he can't be. Still, you wanna be down. Brandy, you wanna start a family. You trying to settle down. So you try to tell him, sit him on the couch, start like baby. Whenever I'm around, he cut you off. Whatever, y'all, I'm out. But you know that I love you, I'm telling you I'm down.
He ain't down for you, about for you. Ain't giving you the things you need.
Said he loves you and in return wanted nothing from you, huh? When's the last time you had a great convo? Then a date movie at the condo, huh? When's the last time he told you you the baddest? Updated your name and his status, huh? When's the last time your man said that he was really damn, damn?
On the Pastor Jay Rouse Show here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication. And we're wrapping things up live on air with Promise. I just posted something, brother. It says, having a blast live on air with Promise. Rapper, husband, daddy, and most importantly, man of God. Even Pastor Jay is learning from Promise. Must be a godly promise. Laugh out loud. Just saying, Pastor Jay. Wow, down. He ain't down. Come on now. We need to talk. We need to talk, brother. What's going on? What do you mean he ain't down? Like, I don't get it. I thought they were all down.
That's exactly what I was talking about speaking for women or speaking for those who are silent. A lot of my guy friends who are, you know, still in the world call that the hater anthem. They're like, yo, I promise you, you're hating me, you're killing our game.
You're like Steve Harvey. We're probably going to be interviewing him on the show. But when you think about it, yeah, the guys don't like the secrets out there. But you're just protecting God's property, amen?
Yeah. And lo and behold, now I have a daughter, you know, so it all matters that much more to me.
Yeah. You go from player mode to daddy mode. It's just like an overnight transition. But it's true, and it's funny because I posted something, and Will Smith had said that too, that, you know, men laugh. Mm-hmm. And find it funny about the things that they do to girls, but you won't find it so funny when your little girl's crying because the man did that to her. Mm.
Yep.
That's hard.
I got to put it out there because it's so real, but they don't think about it. So even just to pause and think about it, they might catch the reality of it.
Yeah. And that's I'm hoping.
And maybe make a change in their lives, you know?
Yeah. Well, and you know what? And it goes back to that value and worth thing again. That if you discount yourself, then you look like cheap goods. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Promise, you want to do a shout-out to anybody?
Oh, shout-outs to the whole I Promise Music family. Drew, the Truth, and the whole Mixed Bag family. You know what it is already. Everybody else who knows me, shout out everybody, man. Shout out the people, the fans, my followers, my extended family.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Thanks for the support.
Amen. Can you give a holler to your wife for me?
Oh, come on. The first lady of I Promise Music, Leah, I love you.
We love you too, Leah. Amen. It's been a blast. I'm telling you, we're going to have to get you back on. When we, you know what, you need to hook me up and let me know when Make a Change stuff takes place. And so we'll have to, you know, let me know what I can do. And, you know, I'm there.
Of course, you're connected
and
now, so you're locked in. You're locked in. That's it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, well, I'm glad you said that, because we always tell our favorite guests that we're going to stalk them, and, you know, you might call the cops, and I hear you know them well, so I don't want to get in any trouble, you know. So when you see me peeping around the bush, you won't get up and go, hey, ain't that you, Pastor D? Come on out. But, yeah, we got your back. You know we got your back. And, you know, I think it's important what you're doing. But before I let you go, I want to say a word of prayer with you, brother, okay?
For sure.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we would exalt you, but you are already high and lifted up. So, Father, we just thank you for looking down upon us and humbling us to the point that, Father, we recognize that you are God and God alone. Father, I ask that you bless Brother Promise and Leah and the kids, Father God, and his extended family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we continue to look to you for miracles, signs, and wonders. So Father God, you said that there has to be a testimony after the test. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare all good and perfect things according to thy will into their lives, Father God, that they can continue to shout and glorify your name from the rooftop. Father God, in the name of Jesus, give his words your ever word, and let it be understandable. And Father God, make it clear. And you said to write the vision, make it plain. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak multitudes of volumes of people to hear all that he has to say. And we ask that lives be changed, mountains be moved, worlds be different. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak this prosperity, we speak this love, and we speak this strength and authority given unto him by Jesus into his life. We declare it, we name it, we expect it, and therefore we'll sit back while it is done as we continue to say in agreement, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, my love. You were wonderful. I had a wonderful time on this show tonight. Please give my love to your family, please. And we'll definitely be in touch very, very soon. And you'll keep us posted. And we'll continue to follow you and all you do. And you said it's ipromisemusic.com. Okay, we're going to put the link. I think we'd already put it, but we're going to put the link back on our page as well so everybody can check it out and all this new music. And we will continue to support you as you go forth and make a change. Amen. We need to hear our song one more time. This is Pastor J. Rouse. Check it out one more time. Make a Change by Promise.
I really believe once we begin to take ownership of our city, things will change. Stop looking at it as the government's problem, as the police problem. They got to deal with it. This is your city. This is my city. Let's handle our biz. Feel me? Like, everybody's on the go, but they stop in my city. It's a cold world, but some hot spots in my city. I find it hard to rep a block in my city. Screwface, T-Dot is my city. Nowadays, you don't want to be a cop in my city, or a citizen witnessing caught in the city. Movies ain't the only thing getting shot in my city. Thank God I'm not in the city. Really, caravans why thousands flock to my city. Lately, more people getting known from my city, cause we found a new home in our city. Wrote a note to my city to let them know that there's hope for my city. They nickname my city Screwface, cause dudes hate. But I can't leave my city, it's too great. Stop the violence, we're conveying in our music. Stop the violence, stop saying it, do it.
All I want is change. I wonder why we're living this way.
fall together, we usher through it.
All I want is change. Gotta be a better way.
Fall together, we usher through it.
Why does it seem that people today are so mean? It wasn't that long ago that people used to say hello. Now it seems that love has gone away, and now it's clear to see we think it's all about me.
In a world full of love, you can call me a black hippie if you want to, but I think that T-Dot can be in one love, one peace, in unity. Dream with me.
All I want is change. I wonder why we're living this way.
All together we usher through it.
All I
been an awesome, awesome night, and I hope you enjoyed yourself. I tell you, a wealth of information, amen, and so we continue to wish him well and pray for him, and I ask you to continue to pray for him as well, amen. Praise God. Don't forget to check in with us next week. We have the discussion coming in. We're going to take some live calls, and we're going to address some of this stuff that's just out there in the world that we need to talk about where no one else will discuss, but we're not going to hide from it. Amen. Don't forget to check out our page, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications on Facebook, the Pastor J. Rouse Show on Facebook, and we're on Twitter, Pastor Rouse Show, no J on Twitter. And you can always email us because we'd like to hear from you too. And we're going to put our hot topics and our discussion topics on our pages again so we can have you ready for next week to talk and put it out there. Our email, RouseMinistriesBroadcasting@gmail.com or PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. We love hearing from you. We want to give a shout out as well. We've gotten some prayer requests. Yes, we are on it. We're praying, and we're believing in the name of Jesus. And now we ask those who have asked for prayer that they continue to pray as well. More prayer, more power. Amen. Praise God. And just be encouraged and know that God Almighty, he is in the midst, and he does answer prayer. I know if you call my house sometime, you might not get me, but the Lord God Almighty always answers his phone. Praise God. We want to give a shout out to Brother Sunday in Nigeria who had his recent prayer request, and, you know, we're going to continue to keep you in prayer. Amen. Praise God. But until next week, we hope you keep sweet, safe, be careful, and more importantly, and I know it's going to be a task, but I challenge you now to be blessed in Jesus' name. All right, we're going to take it out and close out tonight. But if nothing else, if you can't remember, remember this, that Jesus loves you, and so do I. This is Pastor J. Rouse signing out on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. God bless you.
The sound, you do it forever.